Our guest of the cafe this morning is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan, Kim Sines. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Kim has brought with her a special guest this morning.
That's right. Today, Stacy Stevens joined us, and she is the director of our surgical services at our hospital. And so I'm lucky to have known her for about 20 years now.
No kidding.
Yeah. So she brings a lot to our services at the hospital, and she can help tell us about that.
Stacy, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk specifically about something that is new at Hunt Regional. We all read about the amazing things that are happening with robots these days and marvel at that. And Hunt Regional Medical Center in Greenville now has some remarkable new robotic technology.
That's right. We just acquired our Mako robot by Stryker, and we're super excited about it. For our patients, it means that there's less damage to their tissue with the robot. There's less need for pain medicine, less time spent in the hospital, which will get them into physical therapy a lot sooner. And actually, there's less postoperative pain.
So this is, it's a robotic arm. I think when we think of a robot, you know, we think of Lost in Space or, you know, something like that. But this is just the an arm, literally.
Right.
And how does the surgeon work with the robotic arm, or what does the arm do, and what does the surgeon do while this is happening?
So the surgeon works off of the CT when he positions the arm into the surgical field, and it has its own little stop and start, so that if the surgeon was to position it that is not correct with the CT, it will let him know that it's not correct and it will not work. So the surgeon actually positions the arm. He watches for the go-ahead from the Mako robot navigation system, and then he just directs the arm, and the arm does the work. And the surgeon is still there. I mean, it's not like he's sitting off in a chair back in the corner. He's still up at the table.
Yeah, that would make me feel better that he's not out to playing golf or something at that time. But
my staff, when we first brought it in, I think they thought it was going to come in, go up to the table, do its own thing, and, you know, so they were a little disappointed.
We're talking with Stacy Stevens, who's the operating room director or surgical director at Hunt Regional in Greenville, and Kim Sines, who's the director of the Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan, is with us here. Now, this is specifically for knee surgery.
It is.
And nothing else but knee surgery.
Correct.
Yeah. How many knee surgeries a month might you do at Hunt Regional?
Well, with this, we're hoping to gain about 12 more knee surgeries, but
really,
we typically do anywhere from probably 12 to 14 a month.
So twice as many you're hoping maybe this will allow you to do.
Correct.
What other types of surgery are done with robots?
Well, we don't do it at our hospital, but they use them for prostate surgery, female surgeries.
This is going to become fairly common, I imagine. I mean, it's still kind of somewhat like science fiction right now to most of us. It's going to be more and more typical as we go forward.
Right, because it uses navigation to give a better precision incision, plus it's just the wave of the future.
Did you say you've done just a couple of these so far?
Yes.
So far up to now.
Right.
But you're hoping to do a lot more.
Absolutely.
So this is still quite new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For our facility.
For Hunt Regional, understand.
Correct.
Yeah. And also another thing that's relatively new is at Hunt Regional is you're doing spinal surgeries.
We are.
Now,
We did our first case last week, went really well. Dr. Silver is our neurologist. He comes to us from Medical City in McKinney, where he's the medical director, and he holds clinic in the hospital 2 days a month, and he does procedures in our OR 2 days a month.
And prior to that, no spinal surgery was done in Greenville.
Dr. Bam did it 15 years ago.
Oh, okay. I started 29 years ago, and as a brand new nurse, we did a few spinal surgeries when I got there, but it just kind of, it's a big surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And so it had kind of moved into specialty areas, and so this is a good opportunity for our community and to get this service back with us.
And as one of you said before we got started, the back problems are so common.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of need for that.
I think you see a lot of that in the ER, don't you, Kim?
We do. We don't always take good care of ourselves.
Right.
We're not always at the best weight, and that takes a toll on us. So we wake up one morning and you thought you slept good, but you can't get out of the bed. So we may all face that one
day. Something has gone awry.
Right.
Well, it seems that Hunt Regional is really growing fast. I mean, in terms of services being offered now.
Mm-hmm. We're doing cataracts, and we're also doing vascular surgery. So
more and more where you might have to go into Dallas or at least to one of the suburbs, that's not as true as it has been, and more you're going to be able to have things done in Greenville.
Correct.
All right. So Stacy Stevens and Kim Sines, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.